你知道，你根本就不想听孩子们问为什么。
When you tell them to do things,
你特别是你让他们做一些事情的时候，
you just want them to do things.
你就想让他们照着做。
Go to bed.
去上床睡觉。
Brush your teeth.
刷牙。
Change your clothes.
换衣服。
Turn down the TV.
把电视声音弄小一点。
Practice your piano.
弹这个钢琴。
Stop bothering me.
不要烦我。
You just want them to obey.
你就想让他们听话。
But this one word of why makes it very difficult.
但是就是这个问题，为什么就让一切变得很困难？
And with my four children,
我有四个孩子。
I have tried to be like my parents and just tell them what they should do.
我也想像我父母做的那样，就告诉他们做什么。
And some of my best moments as a parent have been destroyed by that one word question.
但是我的做为人父生涯中的最好的时光都被这个问题打败了，就是为什么？
When I hit the biggest moment of being a parent where I'm telling them that thing they should do, and they look at me and say, why?
每当我觉得特别有权威的告诉他们要做什么什么的时候，他们就看着我说：“为什么？”
So like some of you, I go to the guaranteed response that is supposed to work, and I say, "Because I said so."
所以我告诉你们一个很好的回答，就是因为我是这样说的。
And some of you as parents, that is what you say, because I said so.
有一些父母他就会这样说，这是我这样说的。
And I wonder though, does that always work?
那么这个回答有用吗？
Because I said so falls short because I want them to understand why.
如果你只是这样说的话，没有什么用，因为你想让他们明白到底为什么。
And so I say way more to them than they want to hear because I want them to understand why.
所以呢，我就苦口婆心的跟他们解释一下，因为想让他们知道到底是为什么。
And what I've seen as a parent.
我见过一些父母。
Is that why matters?
为什么这个问题其实是很重要的。
And it's not just when you're a kid, because as you get older, I ask the same question of why.
不仅仅是小孩的时候会问这个问题，人长大了也会问这个问题。
Why do you do what you do?
为什么你会这样做？
Why do you work where you work?
为什么你这样做这个事情呢？
Why do you wake up in the morning and get on the train?
你为什么早上起来要去坐火车呢？
Why do you go to work for such a long time?
为什么你一去上班要上这么久呢？
Why do you spend your money on what you spend it on?
为什么你把钱花在你现在花的地方呢？
Children who don't ask why turn into adults who don't ask why.
小的时候不问为什么的人，长大了也不会问为什么。
And there are many adults who never stop and ask why.
有很多人长大了也没有停止问为什么。
But why is a very important question.
为什么是一个非常重要的问题。
Because why affects everything.
因为它涵盖了一切的内容。
Knowing why affects the choices that you make.
知道为什么代表知道你所做出的决定是什么。
The things that you say yes to and the things that you say no to.
你接受的和你不接受的。
Whether you make peace or whether you fight.
你是要和平呢还是要争斗？
Why is very important.
为什么都是很重要的。
I was having coffee with a friend who just moved up north from down south. He lives in Connecticut now.
有一个朋友从南方搬到北方，现在住在康州。
He moved up here with his wife to start a new ministry.
他来到这边跟他的妻子一起开创一个新的事工。
They have three older children and they left their children down south and moved up here.
他们有三个孩子都长大了，他们把孩子留在南方，自己到北方来。
And while we were having coffee, I asked him, I said, why did you move to Connecticut?
我们一起喝茶的时候问他说，你为什么要搬到康州来呢？
I live in Connecticut. I love Connecticut, but he lived down south where people are friendly and nice. And I said, "Why? Why did you move to Connecticut?"
我是康州长大的，我喜欢这儿。但是他是南方的人，南方人都很热情啊。那他为什么把那个地方，不要了，跑到这边来呢？
And he said to me, and it was so good. He said, "It has been hard."
他跟我说，这个决定其实很困难做的。
But he said, my wife and I are a people of calling, And when God calls us, we move.
但是我跟我太太都听到了神的呼召，当神呼召我们的时候，我们就搬来了。
And I thought, what a great answer.
我想，哎呀，这个答案太好了。
What a great answer to the question of why. Why would you move? And why would you leave where you were comfortable? And why would you come up to the great state of Connecticut and start a ministry?
这真的是一个极好的回答，他回答了一切的问题。你为什么会离开自己舒适的区域？为什么那么毅然决然地搬到一个陌生的地方？
His answer was because when God calls, we listen.
他的答案就是说，因为神呼召了，我听见了，所以我要去遵循。
And because he understood the why, it enabled him to make great choices.
因为他明白为什么的意义，所以他就能够做出正确的选择。
What I want you to understand is that when you know your why, everything else falls in line.
我也想让大家知道，当你明白自己的为什么的原因以后，一切都顺水啊，就是水到渠成了。
You have a reason to get up in the morning.
你早上有起来的理由了。
You have a reason to make choices.
你也有做选择的理由。
You have a reason to go this direction or that direction.
你无论往左走往右走，都有你自己的理由。
When you don't know why,
当你不知道为什么的时候，
you try anything.
你什么都去试一下。
You spend your money over here,
一会儿在
hoping that it makes you happy.
一会儿在这个地方花点钱，希望那个东西能让你开心。
You buy this or you buy that.
你买一个这个，买一个那个。
You buy nice clothes to look a certain way.
你买好衣服，想让穿的精神一点。
You try to get good grades because you think that is a good why.
你想要成绩好一点，因为你觉得那个就是为什么。
You try to advance in your job to get more money.
你想要在事业上更成功，挣更多的钱。
When you don't know why, you start to throw Jello on the wall and to see what sticks.
当你不知道为什么的时候，你甚至可以无所事事到把那个果冻扔到墙上，就看看墙上留没留下痕迹。
I wasn't sure how you would translate that. I don't know what you said, but I was really wondering how you would translate throwing jello on the wall. So that's good. But that's how we live sometimes, where we just try anything just to see what will work because we don't really know why.
那就是我们人生的写照，因为我们不知道人活着到底为什么，所以我们就东一下西一下。
When you know why, you develop boundaries that are good.
但是当你知道了以后，你就会给自己画出清晰的界限。
You find purpose.
你找到了你人生的目标。
Without a good answer to why, you float around.
你不知道为什么的答案之前，你只不过是随波逐流。
You wander and you search.
你一边走一边看。
Having a strong why can motivate you to run where God has called.
当你知道为什么了以后，你就能够向着神呼召你的地方去奔跑。
To follow him where he's leading.
去跟随神的带领。
To know at the end of the day what it's all for.
去知道到底神的在这一切有什么目的。
For me, personally, I have been praying about my why for a few years now.
我自己为我太太祷告，已经祷告了很多年。
I grew up in Connecticut and then moved down to New Jersey.About 10 years ago.
我是在康州长大的，十年以前我搬到新泽西。
And people would say to me, why did you move to New Jersey?
人们会问我，哎，为什么搬到新泽西来？
But they always asked it funny, like, why would you move to New Jersey?
他们好像就觉得很奇怪，为什么要来新泽西呢？
They would make a face when they asked, why would you move to New Jersey?
他们问我问题的时候都会做一个怪相。
Because it didn't make any sense.
因为好像不是很合情合理。
New Jersey is a wonderful place, but no one knew why I would go there.
新泽西是个好地方，但没人知道为什么我要去那儿。
And so we felt like God was calling us, and so we moved there, and I worked at a church.
但是我们受到了神的呼召，我们就搬到那边，开始一个教会。
And about 3 years ago, we began to wonder if we were really asking God why enough.
三年以前，我们开始想，我们有没有跟神有足够的交通，有没有问神到底是为什么呢？
I liked my job and it was a good job.
我很喜欢我的工作，我的工作很好。
My wife was a teacher and she liked teaching.
我太太的工作也很好，她是一个教师，她喜欢。
My children liked their school and they were doing well.
我的孩子也很喜欢他们的学校，学习也不错。
On the outside, everything looked good.
从外表看，一切都很平顺。
But we felt like it had been a while since we had really asked God to tell us why.
但是我们意识到，我们有很长时间没有回到神那边问他为什么。
And so we started to pray, asking God why.
所以我们就开始祷告，问神为什么。
And that's a very risky prayer.
那个是个非常非常惊险的祷告。
Because you don't know what he's going to say.
因为你不知道神会如何回答。
And so God began to open us up to the idea of moving back to Connecticut.
所以慢慢的神让我们看到他其实想让我们搬回康州。
And even though I liked my church and my wife's job and school, we really felt like God was saying, I want you to move.
虽然我喜欢新泽西的一切，我太太也喜欢那边的生活，但是我们意识到我们要回到康州。
And then people in New Jersey began to say, why would you move to Connecticut?
然后新泽西人又开始问，为什么你们要搬回康州？
Except they said it with a smile, because Connecticut is such a nice place.
但是他们问这个问题的时候，他们表情就非常的愉悦，因为康州当然比新泽西要好。
Why would you move to Connecticut?
为什么要搬到康州？
You have to smile when you say it. There you go. Why would you move to Connecticut?
你为什么要搬到康州？
So, when we came here, I began to ask the question of the elders in my church and the staff.Here at Hope, the question of why.
当我们搬回来以后，我开始问这个教会的长老，还有教会的这些人为什么。
And sometimes I felt like a child, just to say why.
有的时候我觉得我像个小孩一样，因为我只会问为什么。
Why do we do this?
为什么要这样做
？Why do we not do that?
为什么不那样做
？Why?
为什么
？And sometimes the answer was a good answer.
有的时候答案还是挺好的。
Sometimes the answer was a lazy answer.
有的时候就很敷衍。
Sometimes the lazy answer was, well, we've just always done it that way.
因为他们以前一直就是这样很敷衍的回答这个问题。
It doesn't mean it's bad, it's just not a good answer.
并不是说这个回答不好，而是说这个回答不够好。
It doesn't mean what we were doing was bad, it's just not a good answer.
并不是说我们做的是不好的，但是没有什么好的答案。
It's like saying because I told you so.
就好像大人会说，就是因为我是这样讲的。
And so, how do we answer why?
所以我们怎么回答这个问题？为什么
？Why are we here, and why do we do what we do?
我们为什么在这儿？为什么要像这样的生活
？Sometimes the answers are just simple. It's just a different way to look at the Bible.
有的时候答案很简单，只不过就是看一下圣经就知道了。
But sometimes our answers are tied.To our core understanding of who we are.
但是有的时候，答案却跟我们怎么样看待自己是密切相关的。
Why are you here?
你为什么在这儿？
At this time and in this place, you personally, why are you here?
在此时此地，为什么你会出现在这里？
And your church,
why
is your church here?
你的教会为什么会在这里？
What is the answer to the why?
这个答案有吗？为什么？
Because when you know why, you feel motivated.
因为当你知道为什么以后，你就会有动力了。
And you can't just make it up.
而且你不应该是瞎编乱造一个答案。
Your why needs to come from God.
你的答案应该是从神来的。
So, can I offer you a little bit of scripture to help you understand why?
所以我能不能带大家看一下经文，从经文里面找一下答案？
There's a passage in Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
And Jesus is describing to those who followed him what he hoped they would look like.
耶稣对跟随他的人解释说，他希望他们是什么样子的呢？
And so he paints a picture.
他就给他们描述了一幅画卷。
In Matthew chapter 5,
马太福音五章。
Verses 14 through 16.
十四到十六节。
This is what he says.
他说
You are the light of the world.
你们是世上的光。
A city set on a hill cannot be hidden.
城造在山上是不能隐藏的。
Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket.
人点灯不放在斗底下。
But on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house.
而是放在灯台上就照亮一家的人。
In the same way,
你们的光 也当这样
Let your light shine before others.
照在人前
So that they may see your good works.
叫他们看见你们的好行为
And give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父
When we think about why.
当我们思考为什么的时候
Jesus described his followers like a city on a hill.
耶稣对他的门徒的期待是一个造在山上的城
And that city produced light.
那个城是发出光的
And Jesus describes the light that the city produced.
耶稣描述了那个城所发出的光辉
It wasn't a light that hurt people.
不是那种能伤人的光
It wasn't a light that blinded people.
不是那种让人头晕目眩的光
It wasn't a light that people ran away from.
不是那种让人一见就吓跑的光
How did Jesus describe the light?
耶稣怎样描述那样的光呢?
He says that your light shines before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
耶稣的描述是就像照亮一家人的光你们的光也当这样行在人前叫他们看见你的好行为便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Jesus described his people coming together as a place to find hope.
耶稣把他跟随他的人描述成一群聚集在一起寻找希望的人。
He says that your good works should be in front of you.
他说你们的好行为应该是在你们。
Your good works should follow you.
你们的好行为应该是在你们的人前人身前身后。
Your good works should surround you.
你们的好行为应该是在你们的周围前后左右。
So that when people see it, they glorify God.
这样一来，当人们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Sometimes as Christians, we know that we have a light, but we cover it.
很多时候，作为基督徒，我们知道我们身上是会发光，但是我们却把它隐藏了。
A song that little children sing is "This Little Light of Mine," and I don't know if you have heard it or if you remember it, but it's a song about letting a light shine.
有一个小孩子唱的诗歌就是说这个小小的光在我身上
But Jesus says it's not enough just to let a light shine
主耶稣说让光发出来并不是足够的
He says that the light that shines should cause people to glorify God
他告诉我们说我们的光发出来照在人身上应该让人把荣耀归给天上的父
So it's not enough for you to be right
你自己做的对并不是一切的。
It's not enough for you to just be separate.
你把自己分别为圣，也不是能够满足。
Jesus wants your light to shine so that other people see it and they glorify God.
耶稣让我们把光发出来，照在人前，让他们能够荣耀神。
Being a people of hope should bring glory to God.
一个有希望的人是能带荣耀给天上的父。
Being a people of hope.Means that for a world that is struggling its way in the dark,
一个身上带着希望的人，让身处黑暗的世界的人看到。
In a world where people are struggling to find hope in the midst of pain,
一个在处在黑暗当中，迫切的在痛苦中寻找希望的人，他能够看到。
At our core, we have a hope that is not set on this world.
他们看到在我们里面充满了一个希望，这个希望不是在这个世界上的希望。
And yet Jesus calls us to live in this world and have something to offer.
因为主耶稣让我们生在这个世界上，但是我们不是属于这个世界，我们要给这个世界带来一些东西。
The way that he describes this city and the way that he describes you and I represents a contagious.Invitation to encounter a living God.
主耶稣描述这个造在山上的城发出的光辉，这是一种能够吸引人的、能够传染的希望。
Have you ever thought of yourself that way?
你自己有没有看到自己身上这个特质呢
？Have you ever thought of your church that way?
你自己有没有看到你教会身上有这个特质呢
？That you represent a contagious invitation to encounter a living God.
因为在你身上是有一个能够传染人的，能够把人吸引到神里面的东西。
What would happen if you believed this scripture?
你们看到这个经节，你们相信吗
？What would happen if you believed that idea?
如果你相信了，会就会怎么样呢？
Would that give you purpose?
有没有给你人生的目标？
Would that help you in decisions?
有没有帮助你做出选择？
Would it help you know what to do or what not to do?
有没有帮助你知道要做什么，要不做什么？
Would it help you build relationships with people around you?
有没有帮助你认识到怎么样跟周围的人建立关系？
That God has placed in you a light that he desires to bring glory to himself when people see you.
你就像一盏灯，神把你放在那里，目的是把你用你来照亮，把人带到他的面前。
So that you can help them find hope.
你可以带领那些人找到希望。
Jesus continued to talk about this idea of bringing hope to people.
主耶稣一直在讲这个把希望带给人的事情。
In Luke chapter 4, Jesus begins his ministry by going to church.
在路加福音第四章，主耶稣开始了他的。
And church was a little different back then.
那个时候的教会跟现在不一样。
But Jesus goes to church and he is given scripture to read.
耶稣来到当地的会堂，给他们读经文。
And Jesus picks a passage of scripture to tell them why.
主耶稣寻找给他们读的那节经文，就是告诉人为什么。
To tell them why he's here.
为什么他会在那里？
Why he's going to do what he's going to do.
为什么他会做他将要做的事情？
And so we look at this scripture because it's Jesus' answer to the question of why.
我们来看一下耶稣读的这段经文，因为这就是他回答为什么的答案。
Luke 4:16-22.
路加福音四章十五到二十二节。
And he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up.
耶稣来到拿撒勒，就是他长大的地方。
And as was his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day.
在安息日，照他平常的规矩进了会堂。
And he stood up to read.
站起来要念圣经。
And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him.
有人把先知以赛亚的书交给他。
He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written.
他就打开，找到一处写着说，
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
主的灵在我身上。
Because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor.
因为他用膏膏我，用我传福音给贫穷的人。
He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives.
差遣我报告被掳的得释放。
Recovering of sight to the blind.
瞎眼的得看见。
To set at liberty those who are oppressed.
叫那受压制的得自由。
To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
报告神悦纳人的喜年。
Why was Jesus there?
为什么耶稣会在那里？
He's telling them.
因为他要告诉众人。
I have come to do these things.
我来就是要做这些事情。
In verse 20, and he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down.
于是把书卷起来交还执事就坐下。
And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him.
会堂里的人都定睛看他。
And he began to say to them, Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing.
耶稣对他们说，今天这经应验在你们耳中了。
And all spoke well of him and marveled at the gracious words that were coming from his mouth.
众人都称赞他，并稀奇他口中所出的恩言。
Jesus wasn't there to offer them tickets to heaven.
主耶稣在那儿并不是去给大家发天堂的门票。
Jesus didn't come to present them certificates so that they could have a free pass to heaven.
主耶稣站那儿不是给他们发这个进天堂的证书。
Sometimes people think that Christians, the best part is you just get to go to heaven.
很多人认为做基督徒最好的就是说得到了天堂的门票。
Jesus was describing why he came.
耶稣跟大家讲是为什么他要来到世上。
And I wonder if his why affects our why.
我在猜想他的原因有没有关切到我们的原因。
He was there revealing to those who thought that they were unseen and unloved and forgotten by God.
他在人世间要把福音传给贫穷的人，让被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见。
He came to those people to show them that God saw them.
他来到贫穷的、瞎眼的、被掳的人面前，让他们知道神看到他们了。
God cared for them.
而且神关心他们。
And Jesus represented God moving toward them.
主耶稣他的行动让他们知道神是来到他们当中的。
Time and time again, Jesus showed that his heart was for the lost.
一遍又一遍，主耶稣把他的心给那些失落的人看。
His heart was for the victim.
因为他的心是给那些受迫害的人。
His heart was for the prisoner.
是给那些被掳的人。
The person who was lost.
是给那些失落的人。
And Jesus would pursue the lost who were in front of him, or the lost that he had to travel to see.
主耶稣会去寻找他面前的失落的人，他也会去跋涉去寻找远方失落的人。
Even to the point where it was good to leave the 99 to go after the one.
甚至到了一个地步，说他可以离开那个99个羊去找那失落的一只羊。
In Jesus, we see that God is holy and just and gracious.
我们从耶稣身上看到神的圣洁、公义和恩典。
He's holy and just and gracious to the extreme that he sent his son to die on the cross.
神的圣洁、公义、恩典到了一定地步，以至于他要把他自己的独生爱子放在十架上死给我们。
Why did he do that?
为什么他要这样做？
Because of an abundance of love.
因为是出于他非常大的爱。
Love that is not compromised.
他的爱是没有余地的。
Holiness that is not minimized.
他的圣洁也是没有被玷污的。
Justice that is real.
他的公义是真实的。
But Jesus activates the grace of God.
主耶稣把神的恩典能够释放出来。
So that everything is satisfied in God and Jesus represents his grace.
所以在神里面一切都得到满足，并且主耶稣就是那活出的恩典。
And the good news is,
好消息就是
that you are invited to be a part of that mission.
神亲自邀请你做那事工的一部分。
That you get to be someone who brings hope.
你将要成为那个拥抱神的恩典的人。
Your home can be a place to find hope.
你的家也是一个能够找到希望的地方。
Your office can be a place to find hope.
你的办公室能够成为一个人们找到希望的地方。
Your classroom, a place to find hope.
你的教室也是成为一个人们能找到希望的地方。
Your kitchen or your living room.
你的厨房、你的卧室、你的客厅都是。
When you are a people of hope.
当你成为有希望的人。
Then your church becomes a place to find hope.
你的教会就成为一个能够找到希望的地方。
And so I ask you, do you know why?
所以我要问大家，你知不知道为什么？
Do you know why you're here?
你知不知道为什么你会在这儿？
Do you know what God is asking you to do?
你知不知道神要叫你做什么？
One thing he's asking is that you help people find hope.
他让你做的一件事情就是带领人们找到希望。
That you allow who he is to shine through you.
你让他通过你来表现出来。
Not to blind or to hurt or to drive them away.But to invite them into who he is.
不是去让旁边的人眩晕，去伤害旁边的人，而是让旁边的人能够看到神。
That's why Jesus came.
那就是为什么主耶稣来到世上。
And that's how you can answer your question of why.
那就是为什么你也可以回答你的为什么这个问题。
Let me pray for you.
我们一起祷告。
God, we thank you for who you are.
主啊，我们感谢你为你自己。
God, we thank you that in a world with so many things,
我们感谢你在这个纷繁复杂的世上
things that call out for our attention,
这个充满了诱惑的地方
things that we run after,
那些我们为之追寻的事情
God, we are surrounded by good things,
主啊，我们旁边都是好的
but God, sometimes we don't run after the best.
但是我们没有去追寻那最好的。
God, I ask that you would lift up our eyes to see you.
主啊，求你打开我们的眼睛，让我们能够看到你。
To be brave enough to ask the question of why.
让我们能够有勇气来到你的面前问为什么。
Why do you have us here?
为什么你要把我们放在这里？
What is it you want us to do?
你想让我们做什么？
And God, I pray that your spirit would guide these men and these women to pursue you well.
主啊，求你的圣灵带领在座的每一个人去追寻你
to run after you,
去跟随你
to come together as a church family and pursue you, to know you,
作为整体，作为一个教会，来到你的面前寻求你。
God, I pray that their mission would be your mission.
主啊，我们求你让他们的使命就是你的使命。
To bring hope where there is none.
让他们把希望带到没有希望的地方。
To bring healing to the broken.
把医治带到破碎的人当中。
To bring joy to the sad.
把喜乐带到哀伤的人心中。
To bring healing to those that are sick.
把医治带到需要医治的人身上。
God, to fill others' hearts with joy that comes from you.
把从你而来的喜乐带到人心中。
God, I pray that this would be a place that puts out so much light.
主啊，求你让这地方能够燃起多很多的灯。
And that all who see it would give glory to you.
当人们看到灯的时候，他们把荣耀归在你身上。
In Jesus' name.
以耶稣基督的名求 ，Amen.
Amen.